how do you, you know, shake a bad loss like that or whatever and get going? And when you have a great win like that, do you have to shake it too and get going again?
Yeah, definitely. You have to make sure when you have a win like this, everybody's happy and upbeat, but there's still a lot we can learn from that game moving forward. And so you do the same thing. You evaluate what went right, what went wrong. You learn from it, then you put it behind you, and we move on to the Browns. But that's the nature of the NFL. And you saw when we went out there, we didn't carry what happened the week before with us in terms of hanging our heads or being discouraged. We went out there, facing a new opponent with a new week, and we played well, and that's what you have to do in this league.
Brian, it seemed like your offensive line came out determined to kind of set a physical tone. They were, scrumming with guys right off the first snap.
Yeah, they were nasty out there. They did a great job. It's really nice to see them getting some credit, and the way CJ's running the ball right now, no sacks in two games. The things that you can look at stats-wise for an offensive line, they've done a pretty outstanding job the first two games.
You've kind of been here, though, for all the stages of their development, right? I mean, last year you guys became a much better screen team, and that kind of falls on them a lot. This year it seems like you're more than just an inside zone run team, which was kind of your bread and butter in the run game last year. I mean, do you see the development there by that group as a whole?
Yeah, they've worked together for a while now, and it bring somebody like Cordy in and to have all that experience around him with those guys being able to bring him up to speed and the communication that goes on during a game. These guys have done it together now for a little while. And so the continuity up front, we always talk about that in general with the offense, but those guys up front, it's a big deal. And the communication is much smoother and, being able to block various schemes with the way people are defending us, they've done a really good job at identifying a lot of that.
Ryan, how would you gauge, your performance yesterday? Probably, a couple of throws you'd like to have back, but no interceptions, and you hit them when you needed to.
Yeah, first throw of the game wasn't a good one. But it was one of those games where I was essentially, with the way we were running the ball, just asked to manage the game and, not turn the ball over. Let's get us in the right runs, make the right decisions, and that's one of my favorite ways to play. Sit back there and score a lot of points, watch the guys up front do work, and Stevie had a nice little run after the catch. Scott made a nice play on a naked to get a bunch of yards, but that's fun as a quarterback, be able to sit back there and win a game like that.
How fun is it to have the play action option that you have now with CJ running so well? All of a sudden play action is like a huge play for you guys.
Yeah, that should be good for us. I think when you look at us and the success we've had early on this season, when you're facing us, you say stop the run. I think that's the number one thing, and that's something we want to be able to continue to do, is run the ball and let CJ find those holes and creases, and that's how we want to exploit defenses. So, they've got to be able to respect that. We've got to be able to do some play action off it and get the ball downfield, but we're gonna keep building upon what we've done so far the first few games on the ground and hopefully continue to improve.
Very quietly, Ryan, you guys have gone perfect in the red zone here through the first 2 weeks. It's 5 for 5 on touchdowns. I mean, I don't know what you can chalk that up to, really, but I mean, staying perfect down there, getting 6 instead of 3. I mean, there's no other team that's done that through 2 weeks right now. I mean, the only guys still 100%.
That's a big deal in terms of converting those drives to, the 7 points rather than the 3, and that's something that we really take a lot of pride in. I think we've got some good weapons down there. I think when you're able to run the ball effectively like we have, that really helps in the red zone as well. But we've got some good targets. We've got some guys great versus man, guys that are great versus zone finding holes, and I think that's why we've been successful.
Ryan, can Chandler be your key, speaking of red zone? I mean, with David out, can Scott really step up and be that key guy in the red zone now for you?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you saw it last year, especially at the beginning of the year, the way he was able to catch some of those touchdowns early on. But he's a guy that's really emerged really since last season. Is just, he's improved so much, and I think how comfortable I am with him running his routes, the communication that we have, and really just he's a huge target. I mean, that makes a big difference down there in the red zone. But he's done a great job for us, not only in the red zone, but in the field, in terms of becoming a real viable threat in the passing game.
Can he, along those same lines, can he be David Nelson's replacement? maybe as that slot third guy, because he sort of has the same characteristics.
Yeah, I mean, I think in general we're moving a little bit away from the four wide stuff this year because of what he's been able to do and what he's shown this offseason, some of the stuff he did last year. And so now with David being out, we don't really have that forward wide receiver option as much as we did, and we'll have to lean on Scott even more. But I think he welcomes that. I think that's something we feel very good about because he's a great receiver.
When you take off and you drop your head, you take on tacklers instead of sliding. Does Chan give you a hard time?
Yep.
I get, when I go to the sideline, there's usually about three or four people that talk to me, and then in film, the same thing.
Do you, like, I mean, you're trying to be a football, you're trying to help the team as best you can. Does that, like, annoy you when they get on you?
No, I understand where they're coming from, and I understand that I need to be smart.
Is it important to even out the high, I mean, from a season standpoint, to even out the highs and lows, especially when you think where you were last week compared to this week? And practically speaking, how do you do that? I mean, on a day-to-day basis, how do you even out the highs and lows?
A lot of the time, like today, you know, we're excited, we're happy, but once you dive into that next opponent, I think it's very easy to stay level and put all your focus and energy into that rather than reading the newspaper and, you know, talking to you guys and, you know, getting pats on the back or booed, you know, whatever it is. I think when you dive into your next opponent and put your energy into that, that's an easy way, at least for me, to be able to put everything behind you and move on.
Ryan, is that more of perhaps a blueprint? A bit more of a blueprint of the game plan, that of the Bills' game plan to be efficient, to have a bit of a ball control thing, a punt's not a bad thing in starting the game, and then watch your defense to help do some things as well?
Well, I think in looking at what we did this offseason, that's something we wanted to do. Limit turnovers, and you saw with some of the additions we made, you know, have a dominant defense, which I think we've got a good shot at doing that, and just have our playmakers step up and make plays. And I think that's a great winning formula, and as we saw yesterday, one that's going to work in this league.
How important then was it to see that defense blank them in the first half and allow you guys to really become more conservative after you guys had put some points on the board?
That was great, and I think, you know, we feed off of the defense and what they do. I think they feed off of us in terms of when we put points on the board and make big plays. And so it was good to see yesterday the team effort and, you know, the way they were getting after the quarterback and all that. That really helps us and fuels us, gets the crowd into it.